Just prior to the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference, a leadership workshop was held for chapter leaders and others within the organization. I'm speaking here with Marvin Kokas with NCBA, and Marvin, you're on the executive committee here. We just had rolled out a little bit of a preview of the NAMA strategic plan. I know you've been on the team working on this. There's a lot to this, and we're not going to dig into that right now, but for the members' sake, to know what we have that's going to be implemented, there are, as I understand it, three key strategies that are part of this plan. Can you just review those for us?
Sure, Chuck. There are three core strategies for the NAMA strategic plan are increasing our strategic partnerships at both the state and national level, communicate with the members and partners more effectively, and grow NAMA membership in non-traditional segments.
Now, those are some broad areas, I guess you would say. How do you see us, at least short term here, starting this implementation process?
Well, it actually started here at this meeting by having the leaders' workshop, allowing the local leadership to break some of these things down and ask the questions about how do we implement this at the local level. And then what we're hoping the chapters do is really take ownership of this strategic plan and implement it at the local level as they see fit and as they see relevant to their chapter.
So, in other words, it's kind of like a blueprint or a plan that we're going to implement nationally because there are ways that on a national level we can do some of these things. But each chapter could kind of take this and make it I'm going to call it a mini version of the national plan and implement it locally then.
That's exactly right. And actually, NAMA is really a subset of all the chapters put together, the national NAMA. So its strength, not the national NAMA strength, comes from the strength of the mm-hmm. chapters. So obviously the stronger the chapter, the stronger the national organization. So our NAMA staff is there to support the chapters to help build their plan. And, again, to implement things that make sense for the chapters.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I just wanted to get a kind of a preview, a little quick look at what we're going to do with the strategic plan. I'm sure more is going to be coming out. We'll find out at NAMA.org as it gets posted and then filtered out through the membership. Thank you again, Marvin. We're here at the almost the start of the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.